Josh Sitton has the ability, experience to play center. He has played center for us in the past.
Mike, what did you see from Guyon out there today as for a
I thought he looked explosive. I really liked what I saw from LaTroy. He's coming off the injury. I thought he got off to a good start. You know, we were obviously limited his reps, but I thought he had quality reps today.
Is it realistic for a veteran like that to kind of hit the ground running, so to speak?
Well, he's going to be treated like every other player. I mean, it's there's a process that every one of our guys has gone through. You go back to the beginning of training camp, and we'll take another step further on, I guess it'll be Wednesday's practice, and, get him some more reps and keep progressing. But I think it'd be foolish to throw him out there and give him a full load.
Think you could possibly play after
Wednesday? Wednesday's, answer that question. Just like today, I can't tell you exactly the total reps. I know we talked in detail about his individual work, the combination drill work. So I'm curious to see how many reps he got in today, and we'll try to obviously bump that up come Wednesday.
Mike, we don't have a media availability with you on Wednesday. I'm sure you're sad about that. Would you give us a review of training camp?
Review of training camp? Well, I think we improved every day. Or every week, I don't know about improving every single day as a team. I thought the growth was continuous. I thought the installation phase was excellent to start off with. I thought the fundamentals that we heightened the emphasis on, we accomplished that. I thought our practice structure was better. We looked for improvement in number of reps in certain periods. The ability to turn up the intensity. Being smart with the progression through the practice, so I've been pleased with that. And really, we got to get ready for this last game. So a lot of good things come out of training camp.
Hey, Mike, is there any consideration to changing your plan and having Aaron play a series just to have him play in a game situation with Lindsley or not?
Well, play time, we got another practice as far as exactly who's going to play and how much they're going to play. You're practicing today. If you practice today, probably, frankly, if I had to do it over again, I probably wouldn't have gone about it the way I did. We had a little bit too much going on. We had Kansas City Chiefs preparation going on there. Had some competitive segments with the ones versus the ones. So, I think it was clearly evident of the amount of work Corey got today, with the crowd noise, particularly for the defense playing at home, but that Corey was part of that equation. So Corey will be ready to play.
I guess along those lines, is it a tough balance to find of getting Corey reps with the ones, not just Aaron, but reps in general with the ones? You also want to keep guys fresh. Is that a tricky balance?
Well, hey, you have so many reps. We're doing a very good job, better than ever, as far as the classroom environment and the teaching resources that have improved since last year. So with that being said, the mental part of it, he'll be able to sharpen his blade there. To go out there and just totally overdo reps because you got one player that's going to start, that I'm not going to do that, because if I have to do that, then he's not the right guy. So Corey will be ready to play, and he needs to get ready to play against Kansas City. Well, that was, that was part of some of those competitive periods. The footing wasn't great today. Probably some of those extended plays were a product of some of the slipping that was going on up front. But we definitely had to absorb a number of deep balls, which is good work for our secondary.